Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your daily devotional and inspirational podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning. Today, we go further into part two of our topic from the preceding podcast, titled Wasters of Destiny and Good Things. Child of God, every destiny has a purpose. Every destiny has a season for manifestation. Every destiny has its own battles to fight. You may lose a battle, but you cannot afford to lose the war for destiny. Wasters are powers preventing a person or people's good work from getting noticed. Wasters are powers who allow a person have a child but kill the child before maturity or even turn the child to what gives sorrow. Wasters hinder people from enjoying the fruit of their labor. Wasters allow a woman labor in marriage, support a man, and when the season of rest and harvest come, after many years of sacrifices, a strange woman steps in to take over the harvest. I pray for any woman who is going through such torment, let the angels of heaven step in and fight your battle for you in Jesus' name. Wasting powers can destroy a life via spiritual channels such as true dreams, divination, enchantment, curses, bondages, and lots more. One demon operating in the black race is what we call a wasting spirit. Resources wasting, economic wastage, bloodletting, generational wastage, a lot of things wasted, human being wasting on daily basis. The damage is immeasurable. Child of God, there are some waste that can be avoidable, but for greed, incompetence, and sheer wickedness, wastage continues. There are destinies wasted out of sheer lies and conspiracies rampant among blacks. In the Bible, we read in the book of 1 Kings 21 verses 13 through 16. And the Bible says, "And there came two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it." What a waste. Jezebel wasted an entire lineage just to settle a score and take over a vineyard. I decree your life and your entire family, you shall not be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph's brothers in the Bible are classic examples of destiny killers and wasters. They did everything in their power to kill him, but Almighty God refused to let them succeed. Again, I pray, every agenda to waste your life, family, destiny, or your profit, in the name of Jesus, let the agenda fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 8 and verses 10, Bible says, "Take counsel together and it shall come to nothing. Speak the word and it shall not stand, for God is with us." Hallelujah. Jesus is saying to you, child of God, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it in full." Today, may all atrocities of darkness done against your destiny be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness to keep your soul in spiritual prison, let them be set on fire and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Child of God, now begin to cover your life and all that concerns you with the blood of Jesus. Invite the Holy Spirit to take over all battles, all decisions, all steps that you will take in the name of Jesus. You will take the following prayers today and make them as loud as possible. Number one, every source of problem in my life and in my family, dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, blessings programmed to slip out of my life on the day of celebration, I reject you. I claim powerful breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, powers and personalities circulating my name for evil, be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Number four, my voice will not become an echo in life in the name of Jesus. Number 5, witchcraft powers and personalities manipulating my joy, manipulating my blessings. Holy Spirit, destroy and disgrace them now in the name of Jesus. Prayer number 6, you will declare this: whoever is monitoring my life and waiting for my unguarded hour to bring me down, angels of my destiny, disgrace them in the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. If you are a spinster, pray this very well. If you are single and long overdue, take this prayer. Every agenda of wickedness, gate of my father's house, keeping my marital breakthrough tied down, scatter in the name of Jesus. For those confronted with health challenges, say this loud and clear: I soak my spirit, soul, and body into the blood of Jesus, and I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, I declare that whatever your case may be, let the blood of Jesus avail for you in Jesus' name. You will not be wasted. Your effort and family will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Take these prayers well and make sure you spend those quality time dealing with them, and expect your miracle in Jesus' mighty name. You can check out the Facebook page, Hallelujah Every Day, for the typed copy of the prayers. God bless you as you deal with those prayers in Jesus' name. Expect your miracle. Happy birthday to those born on this day in history. God bless your new age exceedingly and extravagantly in Jesus' name. For those celebrating weddings, anniversaries, and special memorials, may God give you joy, testimonies that overshadow all situations in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. A very big thank you to all those who support and sponsor the podcast on various platforms. Please feel free to reach us if you'd like to support. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.